In the streets of every village, in every city soaring tower, empty people live in darkness. Every minute, every hour, hear the cry of desperation from a billion broken hearts. With a need so great, where do we even start? Let it start with me. Open up my eyes. Fill my heart with your compassion. Free my mind from all distractions. Use my hands to set the captive free. Move my feet to follow after you. Lord, change the world and let it start with me. You have given us the orders. There's a place for everyone. I don't want to miss my mission and the plans you have begun. You have promised to go with me to the edges of it all. Change everything that keeps me from your call. Let it start with me. Open up my eyes. Fill my heart with your compassion. Free my mind from all distractions. Use my hands to set the captives free. Move my feet to follow after you. Lord, change the world and let it start with me. Take my life, all that I have called my own. Everything I am is yours alone. Let it start with me. Open up my eyes. Fill my heart with your compassion. Free my mind from all distractions. Use my hands to set the captives free. Move my feet to follow after you. Lord, change the world and let it start with me. Open up my eyes. Free my mind from all distractions. Move my feet. Help. You know the words. Move my feet to follow after you. Change the world and let it start with you.
Muffin and I were dealing with the whole bunch, the whole thing, you know, the whole roundup. And I told my boys, you know, I'll deal with the kids, you know. And it turns out Jonathan and Laurel were there, so, you know, it all worked out real well. But it was kind of interesting because I didn't find this out until the next day. And you got to remember now, most of these kids, not all of them, but most of them were homeschooled. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, one of the purposes in homeschooling, at least the way I understand it, is that, you know, if you send your kids to public school, they can't teach them the Bible. Mm-hmm. You know, because they take the Bible out of school, the prayer out of school. Mm-hmm. And so one of the big purposes, you know, if you're going to homeschool, is to teach your child the Bible, right? Mm-hmm. Teach them, you know, throughout the day. So I said, you know, these are homeschool kids, they all, you know. And so I find out the next day, we were talking about the party and the folks there and everything, and they said that, Stephen was telling me that one of the kids said that he was kind of surprised that one of the kids there, and this is one of the homeschool kids, I'll say kids, you know, they're all teenagers, or some of them are in college, and was said that Eve ate of the apple because she was bored and she was hungry.
He might have just been kidding.
No.
You think he was serious?
No, afraid. Afraid not. That would have been funny. If she had been kidding, that would have been funny.
It shines really great for our time. You know, sometimes the children just get bored. You know, that's how it feels like
being
bored.
Yeah.
You know, she's bored.
So, but anyway, it kind of hit me because I've been reading about, I don't know why, but this was like a week ago, and the Lord had me reading about Martin Luther all day, you know, reformer back mm-hmm. in Germany in the mm-hmm. 1500s, and I don't know why I'm reading about Martin Luther, but I'm reading, you know, all day long, I'm just reading about Martin Luther, mm-hmm. and I was reading about the, you know, I think the interesting thing is, I said, well, I'm going to take a different take on Martin Luther. I'm going to read about him from the Catholic's encyclopedia. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is an article written back in 1910 by a Catholic about Martin Luther. Now, of course, you think the Catholic's going to be kind to Martin Luther? No. Because he's the one that rebelled and did the whole rebellion against him, right? Mm-hmm. And said all those bad things about him. So, but anyway, I read this whole long article they had about him, you know, and they were just cutting him down and everything. But as I was looking at the Catholics and I was thinking about Martin Luther and the Reformation and Protestants and everything, I think, you know, okay, the Catholics at that time, they didn't want people to translate the Bible into the common tongue, into German, into English, mm-hmm. into French, okay? They didn't want that because they didn't think the common man was smart enough to be able to understand the scriptures. Mm-hmm. They didn't want the common man to know how the scriptures. They wanted them to just do what the priest told them to do. Mm-hmm. All right? So they didn't want their people to read the Bible. Mm-hmm. They fought against all these translations of the Bible.
Yeah.
The Protestants, of course, we think everybody ought to have the Bible, ought to be reading them, right? Mm-hmm. Ought to be reading it. And so it's kind of interesting. And I was talking with Stephen about this, and I said, you know, the Protestants, we're Protestants. Mm-hmm. You know, we want everybody to have a Bible. We want everybody to read the Bible. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
The Catholics, they didn't want their people to read the Bible. Mm-hmm. They wanted them to have a Bible. Mm-hmm. You see. They thought that was only for real learned people. You know, people go to school and really learn how to interpret the Bible. Everything. Stephen says, yeah. He says, the Protestants want those people to read the Bible, and they don't. Yeah. The Catholics don't want their people to read the Bible, and they don't. At least the Catholics are obedient. And I thought, wow, that's a saying ought to be remembered, you know what I mean? But it really is something that kind of weighs heavy on you. Mm. When you think about all the Bibles that we have in the United States, Mm-hmm. And I'll just talk about the United States. Mm-hmm. And don't get rid.
Yeah.
You know, even homeschooled children don't know that much of the Bible. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now they should. Granted, you know, my kids know more than a lot of them because they're going around and they talk to some of their friends and they're going, whoa, you know, and they just don't know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Stephen was telling me, they don't even know the stories. They don't know Abraham and David, the one that you told today. Mm-hmm. And all the just the basic stories about, you know, it's in the Bible, Samson and Gideon and all these other stories. They don't know these stories.
Wow.
Jesus.
They don't even know the or if they do know them, they got a twisted version of it, you know. It's,
yeah.
It's not exactly accurate, you know. They watched the movie or
my sister goes to a fairly big Baptist church in the Summerton area, and she was talking to me, and she said they were doing the Apostle Creed when she wrote, you know, went to hell. And he said, her Sunday school teacher said this. That's not really what that means. He just went to the grave and died. He didn't go to hell. I mean, what's the point of the resurrection? What's the point of dying? And I said, he told you that? And she said, yeah, is that right? I said, no. She said, give me scripture. So I gave her scriptures. And this is an older class with an older person that's been in this Baptist church. And it's a modern type Baptist church. Mm. They have a youth service and they have two services. That's how big they are.
He just died.
He just went to the grave for 3 days and then come up. He did not go to hell.
Well, I mean,
this is senior people.
Yeah.
Nobody just questioned that.
Right. Oh, I know it. Yeah, because why?
They don't
read. They didn't know enough to question it. They're not up on their Bible, mm-hmm. You see.
And you can't blame the teaching there. It's not that they haven't studied their Bible like they should.
So, you know we can probably come up with examples of this all day long. You know, just sat here examples of weird things that people believe. You know, they pick up from movies or they pick up from TV or just somebody talking. Mm-hmm. They hear a preacher that preaches it wrong, you know,
yep.
Teacher that teaches it wrong.
Mm-hmm. You are so right. The Noah movie that they put out, the man said, well, I put it out for entertainment, not for to be correct.
True. But that's not what he presented this as. He presented it to the body of Christ as a good movie, didn't he, David?
Yeah.
Because David wouldn't see it.
But he said, but when they talked with him, he said it was not to be biblical correct.
Yeah.
But it was for entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
yeah.
I mean, it was way off.
They didn't advertise it that way.
Yeah.
It was way
see,
off.
There's a darkness out there, a persuasion.
Yes. Yes.
Same one that David ran to, same one Jesus ran to.
So, you know, I have a hard time just watching films about Jesus or anything about the Bible
too.
Because this is what I always find, and this is where I kind of say, okay, I can't handle this. But you know, if you're going to make a video or something that depict something in the Bible, it's all right with me if you leave some things out. There's a lot in there. I understand you may not be able to put it all in there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. So if you want to leave something out, I don't have a big problem with that. Mm-hmm. It's okay if you want to add some things in.
Mm-hmm.
That, they may have said this in between times. Well, I know there's a lot of things that did happen that isn't written in the text, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't have too big of a problem with that as long as it kind of goes along. But what I do have a problem with is when they change
mm-hmm.
what's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes.
Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And every time I read something, or every time I see one of these videos of it, they change something.
Mm-hmm. Important.
I always change what's in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I said, look, man, you got all kinds of freedom to add or subtract, but don't change it, you know. And so I don't like to watch the videos because they do that.
Mm-hmm.
And videos will stick in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
They will stick in your mind. You know, I told you what you focus on.
Yeah.
What you focus on, so be careful, mm-hmm. you know, what you focus on, because it will stick in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
It will stick in your mind. So anyway, kind of leading into this, let me ask you this. Let's just say that we talk about grace, all right? Grace is—it's not just Jesus dying to take the punishment for our sins. We think that's what grace is, right? But that's not just. all that it is. Grace is actually everything that God has given to us.
Yes.
In the New Testament, the discussions of grace focus on everything that God gave us in regards to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. In the New Testament, that's what grace focuses on. Everything that God gave us in regards to Jesus. Right? But he didn't just give us Jesus to die for our sins.
No.
He gave us more. We need to focus on and exercise faith on all mm-hmm. that God has given us through Jesus. So, grace is, it's an undeserved gift, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't deserve grace. We get it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It's the giving of Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
That gift of Jesus is the grace of God.
Yeah.
Mm.
Jesus is up in heaven, right? With the Father.
That was so well said.
He was up in heaven with Father, right? Mm-hmm. And God says, I'm going to give them grace. I'm going to give them Jesus. Mm. That is the grace of God.
Yes. Whoa, that is
the
so
gift
well
of Jesus.
Said.
Mm-hmm.
So, but let's don't just take part in Jesus.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Let's think about all that God has given us.
Yeah.
So I just wrote down a few things. I'm not saying this is all, okay? But this is, you know, part of what he gave us. He gave us, through Jesus, the giving of Jesus, he gave Jesus to live on earth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? He came to earth. He lived on earth.
Mm-hmm.
By his life, Jesus taught us how to live.
Yes, he did.
We look at how he handled things. Mm-hmm. And we learn how we handle things.
Right.
Right? So when I say that his life on earth, that's important.
It is.
Because we can read the Gospels and we can say, hey, how did Jesus handle this situation? Well, how am I going to handle my situation? When the Pharisees and the Sadducees came to trip him up, right? Came to ask him hard questions, trying to get into how did Jesus handle it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, however Jesus handled it, that's the way David wants to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I want to handle it.
Amen.
You see, how did Jesus handle this situation, that situation, this mm-hmm. situation? Okay? Sometimes he gave mercy. Right? Sometimes he gave a rebuke.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to study, where did he give mercy?
Mm-hmm.
To who did he give mercy?
Yeah.
Where did he give rebukes? To who did he give rebukes? Well, he gave rebukes to the Pharisees and Sadducees, his enemies, right? But he also gave them to his
disciples,
didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whoa. So we need to remember in the study how he lived, right?
Amen.
We also give the grace, the giving of Jesus, to teach us the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Teach us the truth. That's important that we learn the truth of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, let's see. Teach us the truth. How am I going to learn the truth of Jesus? I know. I can listen to the TV preachers, right?
No, that's not true. Well, if they put the word out, you can.
If they put the word out, I can.
If they quote scriptures.
But they're the TV preacher, radio preacher, that I really like. He's a teacher, not a preacher, but Andrew Womack.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I just
and he says, that. You know, it's good for you to listen to what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
but it's even better for you to take the Bible and read it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I'm saying, go find it in the Bible and get yourself in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he says, that's where you need to be. I'm going to encourage you to get in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's good to listen to these guys, but you go put them down and you can pick up the Word, mm-hmm. right? That's where you've got the words of Jesus. You've got the life of Jesus. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is something else we need to focus on. Let's see. Now, God gave Jesus to die for our sins.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. I mean, he's already done it, right? There's no need for us to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we have to spend our life for others, the way he lived his life for others, right? we spend our life with others. What are we to do? Train up, mentor people, disciple people.
Yeah.
Find those people in your life that need to hear the word of God, that need to get truth, that have a wrong impression of how things work, and teach them the truth.
Amen.
You give them the truth, then they've got something to do what? Put their faith in.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? And if they've got faith in the truth, we can face giants.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can move mountains.
Mm-hmm.
We can uproot trees.
Mm-hmm.
We can stand against the wiles of the devil. Right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What is that part of the armor that's truth? What is it?
Loins.
The belt.
Mm-hmm.
Belt of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Truth. Okay? The truth will lead you into all righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
We put our faith, the shield, the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay? So he was raised from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
He was raised from the dead. Jesus was raised from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
No biggie, right? No biggie. It is. It's the biggest biggie of all. Come on. Come on, people. That's a huge biggie.
Yeah.
The resurrection of Jesus.
The
resurrection of Jesus. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking about it when I teach on Acts, but you know, he's like, Jesus went and talked to the Athenians. Alright?
Mm-hmm.
And the big guys, the big philosophers, brought him up to Mars Hill to talk to him. You know what he told them? He finished his whole speech. He talked to them about what they believed, what they didn't believe, all those things. He finished the whole speech. He said, and this man, God proved by raising him from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say anything about crucifixion. He just went right on in. He raised him from the dead. Resurrection. Resurrection is key. Ask Paul.
It is.
Because if the resurrection, if Jesus is not resurrected, we are to be most pitied among all people.
Yeah.
That is a biggie.
It is.
That is a biggie.
Everybody.
Real biggie.
And not only that, when he got up, we got up.
That's right. Yeah. We're going to be raised with it. And finally, I'll end with this because our time is up anyway. So, but the big thing, the real big thing, remember, he was going to be called Emmanuel, God with us.
Yeah.
Grace of God. Jesus, back then, he was raised from the dead, walked around for 40 days, went back to heaven.
Yeah.
End of story. Mm-hmm. No, come on, people, it's not the end of the story.
It's not.
He sent us the Holy Spirit.
Yes, he did.
Right?
His Spirit.
Don't forget.
Yeah.
He said, I will send you the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Thurston was just saying, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit, and he will be with you
always.
Mm-hmm. Always. You're always going to have the Holy Spirit. Always going to have the Spirit of Jesus with you. We walk by the Spirit.
By the Spirit.
We talk by the Spirit. We're led by the Spirit.
That's right.
Amen?
Yep.
It's the Holy Spirit that does what? Quickens our moral life.
Oh, thank you,
Jesus. Yes.
Hallelujah.
It's the Holy Spirit that intercedes with us with sighs too deep for words.
Yeah.
All right? It's the Holy Spirit that gives us these wonderful abilities.
Yes. Mm.
Wonderful abilities we call charismas. Yeah. Cool. That's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
good. That's something we can eat for breakfast on, don't you think?
Yeah.
Amen.
And I also like to say about the Holy Spirit, I said, Holy Spirit, you are the administrator of our inheritance.
There you go.
That's right.
Pulling on my inheritance from you.
There you go. There you go. I love that.
And you know, in heaven there's God the Father, but inside God the Father with them is Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit came, it was not just the Holy Spirit, it was the Spirit of Jesus and the Spirit of the Father. All three of them are in us.
Yes, the Trinity. Oh my God.
God is a Spirit.
Powerful, the powerhouse.
And we worship Him in
Spirit and Truth.
Spirit and Truth. Okay? So if we don't take that truth, put it to work. It does much good, doesn't it?
And you know, one of the biggest things that Jesus is God of is because it says in Acts that that's how he's different. I mean, we're like Jesus, but it was God's own blood that was in Jesus. His own blood was in him. God the Father, it says in Acts. And that's one of the biggest things. If a Jehovah Witness comes to you, just tell him. In Acts it says he had God's blood in him. So how are you going to explain that?
Amen. Well, let me encourage you. When you're talking to those whom you have influence, when you're discipling them, when you're teaching them, okay? Just remember, all the grace of God.
Yeah.
Don't leave over just a part of the grace of God.
Yeah.
Give them as much as they can handle. Okay?
So Old Testament.
Give them as much as they can handle.
All right.
Old Testament grace and New Testament grace. It's still Jesus, but it's a different level of it.
Different level, yeah. Mary Johnson, would you pray for us? Bless you.
Father, we thank you for your word. You said the entrance of your word brings light.
Amen.
And Father, we just thank you that Jesus is our grace.
Amen.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Grace is a person.
Yes, he is.
And it's Jesus Christ. And we just thank you for it. And Father, we just thank you for these students. May their heart be established in the word of God continuously. And Lord, we just thank you. We even pray over the food this morning. We ask God that you sanctify and bless it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.